content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. And first, a surprise one from Southern Living, which we got a sample of this month. This is the coolest thing ever, and I think it's a little bit of a satire. Hot Summer Days and Memories Frozen in Time by Rick Bragg of Southern Journal. It has come to my attention that a heated national debate has raged over whether owning the appliance commonly known as a deep freezer is somehow a barometer of class in America. Okay, maybe the argument did not rage, but people talked about it, I am told, for a little while, mostly on the internet. Okay, mainly in obscurity. But it came up. The logic, I think, was that only rich people had such a surplus of food. As with most major national debates, I'm not really qualified to engage in this, though if the freezer in question is layered with tomahawk ribeye steaks, filet mignons, and Kobe beef hamburgers, I can see how such an opinion would gain traction. Yet, after a lifetime of gazing down into the mysteries of the deep freezer, I don't recall it being that way. I remember that every day in July it was 106 degrees, so hot that our electric fans in our windows just moved the misery around. I remember a gaggle of muddy and sunburned little boys and girls, cousins mostly, galloping from the mud hole through the front door and on into the house as my mother and aunts hollered at us for the trail of footprints we left on the linoleum floor. I remember hearing the warble of As the World Turns as we banged through the screened back door and out onto the porch and all gathered around the old chest freezer as if it were some kind of altar. We flung open the lid, which seemed to us like it weighed 100 pounds, and were immediately enveloped in a cloud of cold white vapor of crystallized ice, and we just breathed. It was always the same, no matter whose home we happened to be terrorizing at the time. The houses were too small for a second freezer inside, so they resided on a carport, or, usually, on the back porch. They rusted in the heat and rain, but must have been made from the same stuff used on spaceships. They were airtight and kept the cold inside like a prisoner, no matter how wickedly hot it was outdoors. Their electric motors did not hum or buzz, but sat silent until some kind of magic dwelling inside told them to come to life, which they did with such a clatter, rattle, and roar that people who heard it for the first time actually took a step back. "That's how you know it's working," my uncles would say every time. And it didn't matter whose house we were at, they would have the same things inside them. There were thick plastic freezer bags of corn, peas, beans, and okra, all raised in the red dirt right close by. If there had been a hog killing that year, there would be slender packs of pork chops and ham wrapped up in white butcher paper. Everything in there had a handwritten label and date on yellow freezer tape. Then on top of that, there always seemed to be a box of banana popsicles. Riches, I guess, after all. At my mother's house, my bedroom is in the basement, not far from the freezer. I wake every time when it hums to life, but I don't mind. That's how you know it's working. From Better Homes and Gardens, Waterworks. There's a special awe factor in swimming. No matter what appeals to you, the meditative aspect of laps, the adventure of open water, or the energy of aquatic fitness, we've suited you up to get the most out of exercise. First, try lap swimming if you like to get into the groove. Swimming laps gives you a full-body aerobic workout that can burn as many calories as running or cycling while being much easier on the joints. Swimming's a gentle way to move your body but can be as intense as you want, depending on how much effort you put into it, says Marnie Sumball, MSRD, a triathlon coach and author of Athlete to Triathlete. Her last name, Sumball, S-U-M-B-A-L. Refine your stroke to get the most out of your lap time. Focus on sharpening technique. If your form is off, your muscles won't benefit from going faster. You'll just get out of breath. Consider taking a stroke clinic at your community pool. Then, staring at the black line on the bottom of the pool can be relaxing or boring after a while, says Julie Stupp, a U.S. Olympic swimming trials finalist and triathlete. Ward off boredom with variety. A workout that gives you time and speed challenges helps improve your fitness, and encourages you to work harder. You can find numerous options online, such as the number 100 swimmingworkouts.com. And hydrate. It might not seem like it, but as with any other activity, you sweat in the water. And the water, the warmer the pool, the more you will sweat. Drinking water before you jump in and keeping a water bottle on the pool deck can help you stay hydrated. And for the right strokes, you can strap paddles to your hands for freestyle, back, or breaststroke to increase resistance as you swim laps to build upper body strength. They also help develop proper swim stroke mechanisms. Sporty Power Swim paddles are available for $9 at swimoutlet.com. And try open water if you want some adventure. There's a beauty to swimming in an ocean, lake, river, or other body of water with no walls or lane lines. We've definitely seen an expansion around the world in open water swimming, says Dan Simonelli, founder and director of the Open Water Swim Academy in San Diego. To make a splash, first be safe. Ideally, you should swim in an area with on-duty lifeguards. If that isn't an option, swim with a buddy or a group and keep an eye on each other. Look up every few strokes to note any traffic, such as boats or other people, and hazards. Have a target or landmark you look forward to so you always know where you are. And swim parallel to the shoreline so you're never too far from land if you need a break or assistance. Breathe bilaterally. If you swim freestyle, practice breathing on both sides. This way, if conditions are choppy with wind or waves coming from one side, you can breathe away from the chop. Breathing bilaterally also allows you to regularly monitor both directions for boats or other watercraft and swimmers. And stay calm. Some people can feel a little panicked when there's no wall to grab. Focus on your breathing. The process of relaxing your breathing will help calm you so you can get into a flow. Continually go back to your breath. And they offer some products too. A swim cap is a must to protect your hair from salt and chlorine. Those are available $10 at swimoutlet.com. Ahoy Mate, a buoy making you more visible to boaters for extra safety. Grab it if you need to float for a bit. $30 at newwaveswimbuoy.com. And that's newwaveswimbuoy.com. And two pairs of goggles they offer for your choices. Choose your goggles. Eye protection helps you swim more comfortably, especially in chlorinated pools. Designed to fit women's facial contours, these are streamlined with a wide peripheral range of vision. Vezi Women's Goggles, $15 at tyr.com. And a snug fit and anti-fog lenses that give a panoramic view make these ones good. For lap swimming, they provide UV protection as well. The Vanquisher 2.0, $22 at SpeedoUSA.com. And if you have fun splashing around, try aquatic exercise. Aquatic workouts are a great way to improve your fitness and strength with little to no impact. 50 to 75% of gravity is eliminated when you're exercising in the shallow end with your water level at your waist or chest. When you exercise in deep water, 90% of gravity is eliminated. You're also getting resistance training as you work against the water. To make a splash, use your tools. Moving to music is fun, but certain gear increases the challenge. A few ideas: gloves with webbing between the fingers up the resistance, as do dumbbells. A flotation belt helps you stay upright in deeper water. And mix it up. Staying in the shallow end for some exercises and the deep end for others creates a well-rounded workout, Berg says. The shallower the water, the more body weight and the easier the movement. The deeper the water, the less the body weighs, but the harder it will be to move due to the drag of the water. Take a class. Try an in-person class at your local Y or community center, or download one at U.S. Masters Swimming, usms.org, by the way, /workout-library. The Swim Coach app at swim.com syncs with a smart watch. Here are the calories you'll burn in an hour. with aquatic fitness classes, about 374 calories. Moderate lap swimming, 395 calories. Open water swimming, 408 calories. And vigorous lap swimming, 400 calories. And deep water jogging, 666 calories. Those numbers are based on a 150-pound person. And a Fit Kit, they've got an all-in-one set to up your water workout a notch. Dumbbells, a flotation belt for deep water, and resistance gloves, all available together, $55 at tyr.com. And they've got a water shoe, which provides traction in the pool and protects your feet from getting scraped. It's the Hydro Sport Water Shoe, $65 at Ryka, R-Y-K-A.com. And one last little aside, to stop swimmer's ear. This bacterial infection happens when water gets trapped in the ear canal. Keep water out by wearing earplugs and or a cap. Shake the water out of your right ear when you get out. Hopping on one foot with your head to the side helps. Wonder why it's just the right ear. Avoid using cotton swabs. They can damage the ear lining and cause an infection. Maybe they mean, I'm just confused by that. Shake the water out of your ear right when you get out. I mixed up the words. Bad gene. From Good Housekeeping, Best Beach Bag Bets. There are three recommended books for your reading pleasure. First, a feel-good read called Where the Grass is Green and the Girls Are Pretty. And it's by Lauren Weisberger, Weisberger. Fans of The Devil Wears Prada will love this summer sizzler by the same author. Morning show anchor Peyton is a put-together woman who has it all, a swanky job, beautiful family, and a great apartment. Her sister Skye is a stay-at-home mom in a suburb just this side of Stepford who recalls her do-gooder dreams and sometimes wonders if she's sold out while she's organizing the carpool. Max, Peyton's daughter, is heading off to Princeton in the fall to study film and finally find a place where she belongs. But after a little lie with big consequences is exposed, Peyton's perfect life begins crashing down on her and threatens to take the rest of them with it. Soon they all have to reckon with their roles in both a shocking scandal and their fractured family. It's the perfect beach read with gasp-worthy twists and plenty of heart. Next one, an LGBTQ rom-com, One Last Stop by Casey McQuiston, M.C., capital Q-U-I-S-T-O-N. August. A jaded waitress at an iconic New York City diner thinks she's too smart to fall in love. But then she meets Jane, a punk rock chick who jumpstarts her heart. One problem, Jane is a time-traveling exile from the 70s, and she literally can't get off the train. It'll take everything August has to save Jane and the life she's carved out for herself. And the last one, a moving memoir called Somebody's Daughter, by Ashley C. Ford, F-O-R-D. When Ashley's father went to prison, he left her to struggle with her body, her mother, and her identity as a poor black girl, all while wishing her dad were there for support. After a sexual assault throws her into turmoil, Ashley finally learns what he did to land there, setting off a whole new reckoning. Not a light read, but a gorgeously poignant one. From Woman's Day, best ever advice from Woman's Day's nutrition expert, Joy Bauer. Over the years, I've shared many ideas and strategies to help you live your most healthful life. These all-star tips always get results. First, be your own cheerleader. Don't let negative thoughts prevent you from reaching your health goals. Write down a motivational mantra and keep it where you'll see it, on a sticky note on the mirror, on a kitchen chalkboard, or on your phone's home screen. The key is to read it every day. First, make this mini checklist. Produce with every meal. Veggies and fruits are packed with good stuff like vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber to help keep your whole body feeling good. Also, drink up. Sip half your weight in water daily. Hydration is key to good digestion and energy and metabolism. If you weigh 160 pounds, aim for 80 ounces a day. Stick to a 12-hour eating window. If you eat breakfast at 8 a.m., have your last food by 8 p.m. This is a version of intermittent fasting, shown to help with calorie cutting and losing weight. Eat what you love. If you're a foodie like me, here's how to approach healthy eating without deprivation. Fill your kitchen with mostly nutritious foods, veggies, fruits, whole grains, lean proteins, healthy fats, and leave a little room for in moderation things like pizza, ice cream, and wine. Have fun putting lighter twists on less healthy classics. Low-fat dairy and rice or spiralized veggies are smart swaps. And cut back on sugar. With unsweetened sips like iced tea or flat or sparkling water, add flavor with fresh or frozen food. Fresh or frozen fruit. Good gravy. From Good Housekeeping, their star of the month, Stay Dry Defense from Bladder Leaks. Bladder leaks from laughing or sneezing are common, but they're no match for these absorbent pads. Our textiles lab tests prove they soak up fluid without looking or feeling bulky. They are the always discreet incontinence pads, $6 for 30 on Amazon.com. Why they earned the Good Housekeeping seal? GH's fiber scientists were wowed by the pad's ability to protect against leaks and odors while remaining comfortable and secure, helping provide much-needed assurance and boost confidence. 1. Superior absorbency. In lab tests, our product analysts found that the pads quickly and easily caught liquid without leaking, even when held at different angles. The inner core impressed our scientists with its ability to turn fluid into gel and keep it secure on the inside, meaning both you and the pad's surface stay dry. Outstanding odor protection. Our experts detected no noticeable smell during our evaluations, thanks to the pad's signature technology, which absorbs odors instead of just masking them. It not only neutralizes the scent of urine within seconds, but also works nonstop, so you can go about your day without worrying that odor will creep back later. 3. Exceptional comfort. The pad's quality construction, from their thinness and flexibility to the adhesive bottoms that keep them securely in place, impressed our experts. Our pros confirmed that the surface felt supremely soft against skin. Consumer testers raved about the comfort and expressed a high intent to purchase. And 4, numerous options. With 2 lengths and 4 absorbencies ranging from light to extra heavy, these pads offer something for every preference and leak frequency. Always Discreet's product assortment also includes liners for light leaks and underwear for heavier ones. They all aced our tests and are backed by the Good Housekeeping seal. And from Southern Living, No Churn Key Lime Ice Cream, Key Lime Pie Ice Cream. No Churn Key Lime Pie Ice Cream. All right. Active and total time are 15 minutes plus 6 hours to chill. This makes about a quart and serves 8. Here's what we need. 4 graham cracker sheets, coarsely crumbled. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted. 4 teaspoons granulated sugar. 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk. 1 tablespoon grated key lime zest from 4 key limes. 1/3 of a cup fresh key lime juice from 5 to 6 key limes, or you can use bottled key lime juice, such as Nellie and Joe's. 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 cups heavy whipping cream. Stir together the graham cracker crumbs, melted butter, and sugar in a medium bowl. Set 1 tablespoon of the mixture aside. Stir together the condensed milk, lime zest and juice, vanilla, and salt in a large bowl and set it aside. Beat cream in a separate large bowl with an electric mixer fitted with a whisk attachment on high speed until stiff peaks form, 2 minutes. Fold the whipped cream and remaining graham cracker mixture in the bowl into condensed milk mixture. Spoon into a 9x5-inch loaf pan. Sprinkle with reserved 1 tablespoon graham cracker mixture. Cover. Freeze until firm, about 6 hours. Grill it like a pro. This is from Martha Stewart Living, steak coming in hot. We'll start with this part. Light your fire. Here's how to achieve the right grill temperature to cook any cut. For gas, heat on medium-high with the top closed for 15 minutes. Then turn off one burner so you can finish cooking thicker pieces over indirect heat, or move steaks if there are flare-ups. For charcoal, light a pile of coals. A chimney works best. When they're uniformly gray with red embers, spread them over 3/4 of the bottom rack, creating direct and indirect zones, such as we talked about above. Replace top rack. Heat covered for about 10 minutes. To test the temperature, hold your hand about 3 inches from the grates and count full seconds. If you can keep it there for 3 or 4 seconds, no longer, you're at medium-high heat. For defined grill marks, you want to wait to flip your meat until you see a nice char. So, grill it like a pro. First, prep it. Take the meat out of the fridge at least a half hour beforehand to ensure even cooking. 15 minutes before you start, brush both sides with vegetable oil and season generously with salt and pepper. Scrape the grill grates clean with a wire brush while they're hot, then oil them just before cooking. Cook your steaks 1.5 inches thick or less, uncovered, over direct medium-high heat. For anything thicker, say porterhouses and ribeyes, start over the direct heat. After they get to a certain point, you want to transfer to indirect heat, cover, and finish cooking so the temperatures, they can get the desired doneness for you. Then, when you deem it done, check, insert an instant read thermometer in the thickest part of the steak from the side. Begin at the low end of the time range, you think, subtracting a minute or so if you want rare meat. Our chef's guide: for 120 degrees for rare, 125 to 130 for medium rare, 135 to 140 for medium, 145 to 155 for medium well, and anything above 155 will get you well done. Then give it a rest. Once you pull the steak off the grill, let it sit for 10 minutes, tented with foil. The residual heat will finish the cooking, and the juices will have time to redistribute throughout. Hello, flavor. For the best texture, slice against the grain. From Southern Living, crispy cereal and berry bars. Active time is 10 minutes. Total is 15 plus 2 hours standing. It makes 16 bars. We need 3/4 cup freeze-dried raspberries, coarsely chopped. 3/4 cup freeze-dried blueberries, coarsely chopped. 1/4 cup butter. 1 10-ounce package mini marshmallows. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. And 4 cups crisp rice cereal, such as Rice Krispies. Line an 8-inch square baking dish with parchment paper, leaving a 1-inch overhang on both sides, or on all sides, so you'll need 2 sheets. Coat with cooking spray. Stir together berries in a bowl, set aside. Melt butter in a large Dutch oven over medium. Stir in marshmallows and salt. Cook, stirring constantly until melted, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from heat. Using a rubber spatula greased with cooking spray, fold in cereal and 1 1/4 cups of the berry mixture until cereal and berries are fully coated in marshmallow mixture. Transfer to a prepared dish using greased spatula. Press in an even layer. Sprinkle with remaining 1/4 cup berry mixture. Press into the cereal mixture. Let stand uncovered at room temperature until set, about 2 hours. Remove from the dish using parchment overhang as handles. Cut and serve. And a firecracker punch. Active and total time are both 10 minutes, and it serves 8. We need 1.5 cups freeze-dried raspberries, 1.5 cups freeze-dried strawberries, 1 52-ounce bottle of refrigerated lemonade, which is about 6 3/4 cups, such as Simply Lemonade, 2 cups chilled non-alcoholic ginger beer, frozen fresh blueberries, and lemon slices, and of course ice. Process raspberries and strawberries with a food processor until very finely ground and powdery, about 30 seconds. Sift berry powder through a fine mesh strainer into a bowl and discard any large clumps. Measure 1/4 cup of the berry powder into a 1/2 gallon or 8-cup pitcher and reserve remaining berry powder for another use. Add lemonade and ginger beer to the pitcher. Whisk until powder is dissolved. Garnish punch with frozen blueberries and lemon slices and serve immediately over ice. If the mixture separates after sitting for a bit, just stir it back up again before serving. From Martha Stewart Living, the Pit Crew. You can find mangoes at the market year-round, but of course they're much more plentiful in the summer. First, pick a winner. Shop with your senses. Go for ones that smell fragrant and give slightly when you gently squeeze them. For quick cubes, cut into an unpeeled mango cheek in a crosshatch pattern with the tip of your knife stopping short of the peel. Then press out from the skin side with your thumbs and slice off the pieces. Store strategically. Unripe mangoes will soften on the counter in a few days. Refrigerate ready-to-eat ones to slow down the ripening process and enjoy them within 2 days. If they get too ripe, scoop out the flesh and freeze it for use in smoothies or beachy cocktails. And cut with care. Mangoes have a long, flat pit that mimics their shape. Steer clear of it by placing the fruit stem side up on a cutting board. Slice downward and around it to create 2 cheeks. To peel a whole fruit before cutting, hold it with a paper towel to get a good grip and work with a Y peeler. And puree a treat, 3-ingredient mango sorbet. Let the frozen sorbet stand at room temperature for 5 to 10 minutes. Warm an ice cream scoop under hot water and wipe dry to serve. Active time on this is only 5 minutes, total time 1 hour and 10, and it makes a pint, approximately. Place 4 cups of frozen mango chunks, or a 16-ounce package, in a food processor. Let stand 5 minutes to thaw slightly. Add 3 tablespoons pure maple or agave syrup, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1 tablespoon water. Process, scraping down the sides until smooth and thick. If it's too thick, add up to 1 tablespoon additional water, about 2 minutes. Pack into a resealable container and freeze until firm, at least 1 hour, and for up to 1 month. Another option, mango mozzarella salad. Look for fresh salted mozzarella in water for this recipe, not the low moisture variety, or burrata. In a small bowl, slowly whisk 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil into 2 tablespoons lemon juice to combine. Season with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Divide 3 cups mixed garden lettuces, 1 peeled, pitted, and sliced mango, and a sliced or torn 4-inch ball of fresh mozzarella between 2 plates. Drizzle with dressing and serve. And that serves 2, and it only takes 10 minutes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. See you next time.